Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Rusty Menzel of Dogs HQ. And Rusty, look, man, bottom line is the first question off the top is going to be, when's the last time you went on a vacation? You know what I mean? Like, I don't
a vacation? Is that like BAE?
Start with same letter that starts banana. Yeah.
The discussions you guys are having, I deal in four kids on car insurance. Let's have that topic this morning. So I'll give y'all some real work. Think about those glory days that are coming for all y'all, and you'll worry about those vacations a little bit later.
We did go on one in February.
So
we don't have to mix business with pleasure here, Rusty. But sometimes we do on the show. But I do have to bring up the fact. The news kind of comes out, I don't know, what, a week ago, that On3 and Rivals have a little friendship going on right now. Is there anything, how does that even, I don't want you to go too deep into this, because I know this is your business, man. This is what you do professionally. But I saw that, and my head almost spun off my shoulder. I was like, what now? But congratulations, nonetheless, my friend.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot either. We'll be in Nashville later this week, and learn some things. But, obviously, Shannon Terry, a lot of people know his story, started Rivals, sold Rivals, started 24/7, sold 24/7, and started On3. And I've been with him now for going on, 15 years? And best decision I ever made in my life was trusting him. I hitched my wagon to him, and it's the best thing I ever did for me and my family. But I get a text about 5 minutes before that came out. I said, hey, check your phone. And I said, oh, boy. And I knew when I got that text, it wasn't going to be that Bo Morgan got a new pair of Nikes. It was about to be on. and sure enough, it was on. And listen, it's a great thing, a lot of great opportunity there. And I'm excited to learn with it, but certainly that is a monster acquisition for us. And, I'll say this. We bought Scouts.com in 2015, I believe, and that was in bankruptcy court. That was a different deal. We kind of absorbed that company and just dissolved it. This is not one of those types of deals. This is a monster company that we acquired, and there's still a lot of partnership there. So this is two very big, powerful companies coming together, and I look forward to it.
Well, and speaking of monster acquisitions, exciting news out of UGA yesterday. Rusty, how much of a priority was Jared Curtis for Kirby Smart?
Well, they were all in there. I mean, and you can say that in a million different ways, literally. They were all in there. They worked this young man out in June of 2022 at the end of his freshman year. I believe talked with someone yesterday in that building, Todd Monk and Buster Faulkner, Mike Bobo, all three at that point signed off on this kid. They watched him work out at the end of his freshman year. He was on their radar. You fast forward to January of 2023, Mike Bobo takes over the offensive coordinator position. I think it was the first kid that he offered as the offensive coordinator. I mean, he went to Nashville and offered this kid. He's been on this guy for 2 years now. The kid committed in March of 2024. He decommits in October 2024, does not let up, and basically told the kid and his parents, you can decommit, but I'm not losing you. Like, I'm not letting up on you. And I think the consistency, the communication, showing them how much he meant to them, ultimately, ended up with Mike Bobo landing that young man yesterday.
Rusty, we'll get later to some of, you know, what's your thoughts on Allie's little list about sing-along songs. But the Sherrone Moore stuff out of Michigan is, like, I get it. It's irritating. How are we allowing, and I say we, and I don't even mean NCAA, how are conferences allowing coaches to commit violations and then self-suspend themselves and hand cherry pick which games they're doing it for?
Well, you know, there is a hearing coming up. So they, you know, that's what they proposed to the NCAA. It's like you getting in trouble in high school going, you know what, Dad, I'm not going anywhere Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to stay at home. You know what I mean? Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be all right. But Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not leaving the house. So, you know, I don't know how that's going to play out. It's a little bit out of my lane. I know there's a lot. There's just so much around that Michigan deal. And do we all, will we ever truly know what happened? I mean, they had a guy going to film signals. The guy did a documentary on filming signals and tried to tell me that nobody in the building knew. So there's a lot to that, and you know, that'll probably come out at some point one day. But that was what Michigan self-imposed. Now, is the NCAA going to accept that? Or are they going to bring down more? We'll find out in June.
Rusty Mansell joining us, talking about Jared Curtis and his commitment to the University of Georgia last night. And Rusty, I got to follow up with the Jared Curtis situation. And obviously, look, man, played at Bama, know a lot about college football. The inner workings, though, of some of these deals that have come along, I'm so curious about, and I want you to give some insight. Obviously, financially, I'm sure that this was has a massive impact on Georgia, Jared Curtis. Like, I'm sure the zeros lined up for everybody here. All right, it just is what it is this day and age in college football. What kind of conversations, though, do you think are had inside locker rooms between, you know, Ryan Puglisi and some of the other players on this roster when a guy like Jared Curtis, like, I don't know that it leaks out what he's getting paid, but if it does at some point, like, what do those conversations sound like between players in a locker room of, you're getting this, I'm getting this, or do you think that's even a talking point?
It's just a different day and age, Mike. It's like, you know, you see this, and you played a lot more recent than anybody that I know at higher levels, too. Kids leave Alabama, and their teammates repost it and say, love you, brother, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, go be the best you can. You know, like, I'm a different cloth. My teammate leaves me, I'm not going to repost him and say good luck. You know what I mean? But that's this day and age. So I relate that to, hey, this guy's coming in. He got his. You know what I mean? I still got to beat this guy out. I still got to compete with this guy. There's a lot of discussion here with a situation like this and a quarterback. It certainly was not cheap. I'm very confident that money was not the final factor there. Nice. I think once they got to a point to where they're like, okay, we can go to Georgia for this amount, we can go to Oregon for this amount. I went back and looked at his timeline in January: Ohio State, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tech. Everybody was in his home in January. He was uncommitted. Wow. So you can imagine how things probably ramped up there. He has an NFL agent. His agent has NFL quarterbacks. He has a marketing team around him. I mean, this is the way we are in this day and age. I know that makes people cringe, but you better get used to it, because if you've got an 18-year-old son and he's a five-star quarterback, the first thing I would do is have an agent, and the first thing I would do is have a financial advisor.
Yep.
I got to have somebody tell me how to do this thing. There's no manual for that. So I'm certain there was, you know, there was some figures thrown around there, and there was some ongoing discussions, and those kids know him coming in that locker room, probably making a good bit of money, but – hell, they're all making a good bit of money now. So, you know, I follow these kids on Instagram. Their spring breaks ain't to Panama City anymore. I know that's shocking. These dudes are Cabo and Dominican Republic, and you know they're going places to need a passport. Like we didn't know how to fill out for a passport. So, you know, kudos for those kids for doing it and where they are. But it's just a different time and age, and I think people, you know, the one I was interested in is the Michigan Bryce Underwood. I mean, it's well documented. He's coming in for $10 million.
Yeah.
Now, are those kids going, man, you know, I don't want this dude around? Or is he like, dude, this guy's going to help us win a national championship. He's getting $10 million. Good to you. You know, So I don't think it disturbs the locker room as much. Now, I will say this. I'm very interested in this. And Bo, I think y'all agree. July the 1st, when this rev share goes in and these kids start getting paid by the university through rev share, will we be able to see those contracts through FOIs? There's already two states. I think it's Oregon, which is ironic, And Nebraska are blocking it to say it's privacy, you know, issues with these young men. And but if you're able to get a national newspaper is able to get the salaries for Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama and all these, and you start breaking it down and you start seeing what these kids make, what's that going to do? What kind of animal are we going to be facing there? Because that's something we could be seeing down the line.
Rusty, how can you say it's privacy when you're a state employee at that point?
I agree. But I think Oregon and Nebraska are the first two states that have already proposed a law. So I don't know how that's going to work. But the first thing the media side of me, the first thing I thought was when these schools start paying these guys like an employee from the state,
yeah,
are they going to be able to get those contracts out? So it's real interesting there. I talked to a buddy of mine who's I trust in Ohio State, and he said the FOI in Ohio State is 16 months. So Caleb Downs would be playing for Tampa Bay before you ever knew what he was making on paper. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah, good point.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I think Georgia would be 90 days. I don't know Alabama, the thing there. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, and could these contracts become public, which very well probably will. Then what does that do for a locker room when your starting corner goes, hey, I'm making 200, and the guy over there, the starting corner over there, is making 650. Like, yeah. Now that might not be good for everybody.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a lot of he can take a lot more vacations than I can. hey, what's your, and by the way, real quick, they're not kids when they're adults at 18 years of age being paid money by the state, and that's where and people are going to say tax money goes into that, so I don't buy that. What's your number one sing along song?
Wow, I tell you what, I'm old. I like Nashville. Probably Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
I did not see
that's
that
a good one
coming.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah. Allie didn't even mention Friends in Low Places, which is a phenomenal
Friends in Low Places are good. Friends in Low Places are good. Now, I've got you know, I run a little different catalog. Now, I grew up with burnt CDs. So, I've got a little different catalog. I like Return of the Mac is always an easy one. Everybody likes that.
And you were probably burning up Napster, man. You probably owe some people some money.
Dude, let me tell you something. Napster is still looking for me.
Hey, Rusty, man, we always appreciate you hanging out with us.
Rusty, leave
stuff.
Town when Metallica comes in. Lars Ulrich will take you to town.
They were in that. Ironically, I saw some stuff this morning. They were in Nashville last night, and the videos from that in downtown, that stadium was unbelievable. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to sneak in another Pearl Jam concert Thursday. I'll get y'all a report back in 2 weeks.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm so mad at you still.
Appreciate that, buddy. Have a good day, Rusty.
All right, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.